Where do you find the best country, bluegrass, and gospel music on the internet? NBRN.FM. 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 Your home for internet radio. All day, every day. Every day. You're listening to Real Country Legends with R.B. Renegade. Real Country Legends, where the past is never forgotten.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new way, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. They sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old. Stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs, and he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away like the smoke from that torpedo. Just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Yeah, he ain't trying to change. He's just trying real hard to adjust.
For more than 30 years, the Bellamy Brothers have been an unassuming picture of consistency in country music, crafting honest, heartfelt songs that connect with millions of listeners around the world. Even more remarkable is the fact that they've remained relevant in a genre that has become increasingly enamored with style over substance, glitz over grit, and fleeting celebrity over artistic vision. Yet Howard and David Bellamy have weathered the trends admirably, enjoying enormous success throughout their career with numerous number one hits on both the pop and country charts. It is a distinct privilege for me to welcome Howard Bellamy to Real Country Legends. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, RB. How are you doing?
We're doing really great, and it's a real honor to have you join us here in Real Country Legends. I have a very loyal, faithful following who believe very much in traditional country music, and you've been able to maintain that and do well, and that's something that I think in today's market is very, very special.
Well, thank you very much. It's definitely not easy to stay in the running these days. You know, it gets harder for artists who've been around and as many years as we have, and you know, we still write a lot and still record a lot, but it's so hard to get your new music exposed on today's radio. We really appreciate formats like you guys have, so thanks to you guys, it gives us a way to go, and now we have other media as well, with the internet. YouTube, we currently have a YouTube hit on a song we have out called Jalapenos, and so that's a new avenue for us. So with some new avenues, we've been able to kind of resurface.
Now, back in 1992, you started your own label, which seems to be something that a lot of artists are doing these days to try to retain some control of their own creativity. Do you still run the label yourself, and what got you to do that at that point in time?
Well, we started our label in 91, and we did it totally out of survival. We saw the writing on the wall as far as acts that had been around a while, and we saw new radio stations calling themselves New Country, and I said, uh-oh, this doesn't look good for us. So we basically started it to try to survive in this crazy world of country music, and sure enough, we've been able to to carve ourselves a niche, so to speak, and we found a distributor, and our first project on our own label was did very well, and so we have maintained that level, and we still run it, David and myself, and still it keeps us busy. It has we don't get to play much golf or fish much, but we keep the label going, but it's what we do. We enjoy what we do. We still enjoy it. We enjoy recording. We enjoy touring. So. It's what we do is our passion. So we never, unlike some of the artists, never had the idea to retire.
Well, and we appreciate that, let me tell you. One of the things that I certainly talk about on this show is since our focus is on traditional country music, is that the music of today that they do call country, it is fine music, don't get me wrong, but I don't particularly categorize it in what I would call the traditional country music. How about yourself?
Well, I tend to agree with you. The way they market today's new music is it's more about how good the video is and more than how the song sounds. The recordings are great. I must say the technology and the tracks of the new music are great, but it's kind of lost some of the human touch is what bothers me. There's a couple of artists that I like, that are out, they're kind of natural, but there's very few of them, I tend to feel the same way you do, except for the exception of a very few, but there are a few out there, I enjoy listening to, but in general, it's taken a very unusual path.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the country music to me has always been about the song, telling a story. And now when you go to a show, as I say, it's entertaining, but it's just more about the show itself and the lights and the choreography more than the song. And I think that's somewhat disappointing. We need to hang on to that tradition of the country song.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's Dave and I years ago just realized that there was going to be no smoke and mirrors in our show, and if the song couldn't speak for itself, well, it must not be a very good song. And that's the way we've always done it. We go to places these days, we'll go and do a show, and they'll have a stage crew there, and they'll have all the those smoke machines, and we have sent our guy out there and said, don't turn those things on. I'd rather breathe the fresh air, you know. I've just never gone for David, either one of us.
Right. Now, you were signed to Curb Records in 75, and your first single, probably one of your biggest hits ever that people will recognize, Let Your Love Flow. This is kind of an interesting story. This song has really sustained, as it's taken off the United Kingdom in the last year or so for you.
Yeah, RB, we had it was just totally a fluke. We didn't even know about it until it was done, you know. There was a company there, a banking company that did a TV commercial on the song, and it became, the TV commercial became so big that we realized that we had people calling us from the UK saying, hey, you guys are just constantly on TV here with this video with Let Your Love Flow, and so we got they sent us a copy of it, and it's still playing. It's amazing how long that thing ran. Even the TV commercial ended up being one of the top five of the year for the more funny. It was actually a very funny a video or commercial, and we said, why don't we re-release this thing, because just to see what happens. And sure enough, it became a hit all over again after almost 35 years. So
that kind of leads me into something that I've talked to a lot of. I have a lot of independent artists who listen to my show, and I have another radio show that the indies listen to a lot. But one thing that I have found personally is that you cannot discount the European market, and you yourself are having a lot of success overseas in Scandinavia and that sort of area, like we said, in United Kingdom. If you were just starting off again, did you do a lot of focus in Europe at that point in time, or is it just something that's come around recently for you?
No, actually, RB, oddly enough, Let Your Love Flow broke out of Europe. It was a hit in Europe before it was even a hit in the States. So it opened up so many doors since the beginning. And, we owe that one song a lot, because it is the one that, you know, made us basically a household name in Europe. And that was back in the days. We went and did a lot of European television because it was so big. And we did, then there were only two or three channels. And if you were on any one of the variety shows, people knew who you were. You know, it was like being on Ed Sullivan in the old days. You know, you were an automatic hit. So we did a lot of that, you know, in our early days, and it did open up every door, and we're able to keep them open, and we have toured there for 35 years. We currently have the number one album in Switzerland right now. We did an album with a Swiss guy named Gola. And it's the number one album in Switzerland now. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, that's fantastic. I think the European market, they still appreciate the traditional country music. They can't get enough of it. And or even in the modern day country, but I think young people coming up need to really, you know, rethink that your time will come if it's going to come. But this is certainly a place to get started, and I think you're just proof of that.
Well, absolutely. We've always taken the European market very serious. I see a lot of acts just go over there and do a festival or so, and then come turn around and come right back and take a vacation there and come right back. But, you know, we always go and do a complete tour. We've in the old days, we stayed in the little small hotels with no elevators, dragging your luggage upstairs and the bed about the size of a cot, you know. So,
really?
You know, seen all of that, but we enjoyed traveling, and we were adventurous. We still are, right? But you know, we're not approach it a little slower these days, but you know, we were always kind of adventurous. But we worked the markets really hard early, and that, you know, we still go there fixing. We go over in to Switzerland in December. We have a 12 dates in Switzerland, and they're all sold out already. So it's been good for us.
Well, and I think we've got some exciting news for my audience as well, is that you've just released a brand new single called Back in the Day, And actually, in 2 days from now, you're releasing an Anthology Volume 2 album.
That's right. Yeah, the Anthology 2 is coming out, and Back in the Day is out, just out. So, yeah, we like it. It's actually an up-tempo kind of, you know, just kind of trying to flash people back on our era, you know, that we grew up in. And the track really, it cooks. It really does. We just like the track we record these days and have for quite some time down on our ranch. And, it's just one of those tracks that after sitting back when it was finished, we're always like, this really cooks. Let's release this thing. And, you know, all the people who are our age and you know, it gives them a flashback on the times when, things were better than they are right now.
Well, that's what we need, a little bit more of that. And I'm going to be playing that song when we're finished speaking here today. A couple other things I just want to take before you have to go. And one is what is your take on internet radio? I mean, we're on internet radio. I have FM stations to pick up our show, but I really see internet wave radio as becoming the wave of the future, where people have a little bit more selection of what they can hear. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're for any way to, you know, expose our music, you know, and I see it all of the, you know, internet radio. I see all of those different formats growing because, you know, the people are coming on to, computer savvy, even people, our age now, they're all getting computer savvy, you know, and it's taken a while, but the more savvy they get, you know, the more time I find myself spending a lot of time on the internet, you know, just goofing around and just seeing what's out there, you know. And so, yeah, we love to see the formats like this open up for us, and it's good for us, and I think it's good for the consumer.
All right. Now, as you are celebrating your 35th anniversary, actually, here in 2010, something that my listeners may not be aware of is that the Bellamy Brother tradition is continuing on. As I understand, your sons are quite the hot and up-and-coming act right now.
Well, they are. Actually, they're David's sons. They're my nephews, but they're doing very well, and they've got a song that's a hit on the Texas charts now. And it's doing really, really well. And they were out just this weekend playing their open for us in Tyler, Texas. So, yeah, we're excited to see that. Yeah, RB, we're looking forward to them, you know, being able to support themselves.
Yeah.
You know, wean them off. For, you know, it's about time. But they've been at it a while, and it looks like things are beginning to happen for them.
Oh, that's great. Well, we did talk about the internet and that sort of thing. I believe you folks do have a website. Would you like to pass that along?
Yes, our website is bellamybrothers.com, you know, and it's pretty simple to remember. And, you know, you can go on there and just find everything all about, you know, where we live and our ranch and, you know, everything from our cattle operation down in Florida to all of our music. We have a, you know, a store on there where you can, you know, you can purchase any of our music and whatever concession items or whatever. So, and our tour schedule is on there as well.
Well, that's great. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Real Country Legends. This is about traditional country music and those that have made it what it is today, and the Bellamy Brothers certainly have over the years, and I wish you the most continued success. We want to keep hearing from you for a long time yet to come.
It was my pleasure, RB. It's great to talk to you, and best of luck to you guys.
Thanks very much.
Grab you deep inside and send you reeling. want sweet nights, and there's a reason for the candle lights. Must be the season when those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face.
Listening to Real Country Legends on NBRN. Join host RB Renegade every Sunday morning for more greats from the past. Until next week, let's keep on keeping it country. Keeping it country. Keeping it country.